The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, how are you?
Well, I'm fantastic.
You are?
Yeah, what do you ask like that?
I'm just good. I got some things I got to take care of. I got some cat stuff to take care of. I got to take the shots.
No, you don't just have me. Cat stuff.
I got cat issues, man.
You still have cat issues?
I thought both the cats were gone. Now there's one cat there. One cat didn't leave. I don't know.
Oh, the cat was never retrieved.
But one was never procured, I guess. Is that?
I guess we just assumed. When
well,
you
I
said
did too.
That...
I didn't know.
Oh, my but goodness.
I'm on it, and I'm here. Just let me take care of this cat issue.
I see you're a little flustered.
I got smokes, I got drinks, I got a Red Bull, we're good.
Okay, all right. Settle down. We got this, right, Snow Cone? We're good? Everything's good? We're on time? Okay.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Now you're good?
I'm good. I'm all set.
Why don't you just adopt this cat that's still in your house?
I would, but it won't come inside.
Well, I mean, at some point, it's got to,
right? I promise you, you've never seen cats like this. I don't even understand.
I don't either, but...
Well, I guess I do. They're just running from their mother like I did. I'm not going in there.
So she couldn't
get
the
cat. Same feeling I got when I came home driving my car. I'm like, the car's here. I just keep driving. I guess that's how they feel about me.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. I would go upstairs, but I see that guy there in his underwear watching sports again.
Well, you know, they were raised by her, so...
They took sides.
Exactly. And it's not even taking sides. It's what they know.
No, you're right.
And I think
they weren't my cat.
Right. Any cat psychologist would tell you, don't try and get them to change their opinion overnight. You can't do it. It's just too difficult. They spent too much time with her. So it looks like it's just not going to happen. So is she coming for the cat? Like, is she going to get the cat?
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, that's good. It gives you guys a reason to hang out again. I mean, it's nice. Yeah, you know, you have something. Because if you don't have a game, you know, sometimes you have games you can look forward to.
Yeah,
the weekend,
sure, of course.
You can secretly look forward to that. But if you don't have anything during the week, and are sports kind of on break right now?
Yeah, Chacho's got his last football game Monday. And that is for the championship, and that's it.
Oh, that's right. That's just this.
And then
they'll
just start, like, you know, they'll both do, like, winter workouts for baseball.
Yeah.
But no games or anything, so they'll just do practices.
Your oldest is just playing baseball.
Yeah, now it's just practice and then some college camps. I think he's going to a college camp this weekend at Mo West.
Oh.
Yeah, huh?
I've heard that's a very good school.
I think that's it. That's where you went.
Uh-huh.
He was going to skip it.
Skip what?
The Mo West camp. He was like, I don't really want to go to Mo West. I was like, hey, Uncle Slim went there.
Why?
I'm like, he's a Griffin. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he want to skip it? What does he know about it?
I don't think he...
When I was his age, they have the administrators come into the classroom saying, are you guys ready for college? You know, make sure you're getting ready.
I think in his mind, a lot of him he'll go. So it's not the school.
Yeah.
But a lot of him he'll go... I just think he's a nice kid. A lot of him he'll go to in Kansas. Because he knows...
It's cheaper.
Like, right. And the out-of-state to go to Mo West, I'd rather just go to... If being all equal, I'll save you the money.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird. I had a friend that I went to school with up there, and we worked together at Applebee's. And he was from Kansas. And I was like, well, I don't understand. But he was from some small town, you know, like directly west of St. Joe. And... I was like, why? I don't understand. Do you have to pay out of state? And he goes, yeah, it's out of state, but, you know. I've told you about him before. They called him Goody, and he talked like Matthew McConaughey.
I like that.
But, I never really understood that. It's nothing against Mo West. The reason I went to Mo West was because, well, one, I could get in, and two, because it was, like, affordable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I didn't want
to
go into mountains of debt.
There's nothing against the college. You've seen the campus. I just think he's like, well, all things being equal, if I could save you $13,000 and go to the equivalent in Kansas,
right,
I just go
that's
there.
What I'm saying.
Which also, I'm like, yeah. But if you get two and they're the equivalent, unless this is special, then...
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
Right.
It seems if one of the biggest appeals is the cost, then why go out of state?
Right, and a lot of them do offer, like, for border states, and so there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but, you know, I don't know.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Some of them do, but a lot of times it's got to be like, and Poncho said that too, a lot of colleges offer cheaper out of state for border states, but a lot of times, like, if you look it up, and just because I've looked it up for him, it's got to be in certain degrees.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to study this, or this, then you can go to, and you live in, you know, Johnson County, you can go to Mizzou.
Okay.
For in-state tuition, but it's got to be in one of these five fields or something. There's some sort of reciprocal tuition.
Interesting.
So I don't think you can just go for, like, you know, whatever he wants to go for, communications, theater.
Well, I know, like, when they get ready to go to college, one of the things they got to do is get their parents, all that tax up together. And I was talking to somebody, it must be my brother, talking about, you know, kids going to college. And I was like, God, if my kid, when my kid becomes a senior, I could absolutely see myself trying to push them into trade school or something else. If they're like, hey, I just need copies of all of your tax returns. I don't know what they actually need to get financial aid. But I do know that when I got financial aid, my dad co-signed. And I know he had to give them something. For my dad, it was no problem. But if it was me and they're like,
oh,
yeah,
I've thought about that.
I'll
get them the track stuff. But if they're like, you know, we need your credit score, I'm like, well, he's on his own.
He's
on his
own. Forget about it. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know how those...
I think I can just take it out of my 401k and pay in advance.
Is that like
I asked my 401k guy. Yeah, it was like for if you're going to buy a house, I don't know, work on your house or pay for college. I'm like, well, good. Then it's in there.
Well,
so whatever.
He has to get some sort of athletic scholarship.
He has to.
I think we looked at this, I don't know, however many months ago. It was sometime this summer. Looking at what I thought were affordable schools and just looking at what tuition is for a year, just for 1 year, you know, two semesters.
Right.
And I was schocked.
Oh, it's shocking.
For the cheap schools. So that's not like something where, certainly isn't something just because you're going to a cheap school where he could work at a restaurant and pay his credit hours.
No.
If he worked all the time, he might be able to take a couple credit hours
a semester. Also like, hey, we're getting there. Feels to me like the gay marriage thing. Like, we're getting to those loans just being like, all right, you're good.
For the people that already have them?
Yeah, we're there. I feel like if you take one, like, now, no way you got to pay that in 8 years. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Like, we're
going to
be past that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
They got to do something.
They're going to. I mean, college is too expensive. It's a scam.
It's so ridiculous.
And with the unemployment rate, and you can be left or right, like, we can all look at it and be like, look, I understand the benefits of college. In a humanistic way. I also understand the benefits of having an educated population.
Yeah.
That's not lost on me. But I also understand $120,000 for a communications degree on the low end is lunacy.
It makes
it's lunacy.
Sense.
You can't make it back.
No.
Like, that's it. So what's my... There is no ROI anymore. At least before, you're like, hey, go get this degree. You'll get a good job. Now it's like, well, go get this degree and what?
Well, you could get a good job and you could have payments that, even if you were paying on the damn thing for 30 years, they might be $50 a month payments. Now you're talking about mortgage payments for student loans. That's insane.
Right.
And like you said, for a communications degree. And even if you're not paying that much, you can pay a lot of money to go to a cheap school.
Right.
I mean,
a cheap school is really a state school or like a, you know, so the cheaper school would be KU.
Yeah.
And you're still talking about, you know,
tens of thousands. Oh,
know?
I thought it was more than that. I guess it depends on what kind of scholarship you're getting.
$15,000, you know.
Oh, a year, you mean?
No, yeah.
Okay, yeah, a year, exactly. Yeah, because some of those things I looked at,
You're still talking, you know, by the end of it, you add it all up, food and, you know, they add on room and board
and books and everything else,
you're looking at. You know, $100,000.
Yeah, why do you have to get that stuff? I mean,
what? Yeah, I don't know why you have to live on campus.
And you have to get a
plan?
Right, but what's their reasoning? Do they give one?
I think, you know,
I don't know anything about college.
You have to
We want these kids to be successful.
Right, yeah.
This is their best bet at being successful, so you need to live on campus at least the first year or whatever it is. That's what most of my money went to.
I mean, I would want my kids to live on campus.
No, but making it a rule. The fact that they say you can't live in an apartment off campus.
Like a kid who can't afford it, why can't I just live with my mom? My mom lives in Lawrence.
Right.
Why can't I just live there and take classes at your school? They don't let you.
But they do, right? You just can't go. I don't know how it works. I don't know. It's all very confusing to me. When I look at the prices, people say no, but that's not actually
that's
what
I'm counting on our Twitch, if you want to. Twitch.tv/Church of Lazlo. Counselor Paige. That's what she does for a living. She said she would help them. So.
Yeah, it would be good.
I just need someone to
have a person.
Someone smart that you trust that you're like, okay. You know, because I think as counselors at high school are probably fine, but. I mean, I'm in the business of kickbacks.
Right.
I'm like, how do I know? How do I know that you even like him?
Yeah.
How do I know you're you know what I mean? I don't know if you're like, well, you know, how about this? If I was a university, I would go to a school like Shawnee Mission South or Shawnee Mission East or any of them or Lee Summit North or whatever and be like, hey, you get, 20 kids a year here to play full tuition. I'll kick you back a scoreboard for your football field. Why wouldn't I do that?
Right.
And I'm not saying it does happen, but I'm the kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy that we know people were taking pictures of their kids and putting them in rowboats and saying, you know, so why? I got to think it happens on the back end of that, too.
Absolutely.
So I just want someone, and Counselor Page seems very nice, just be like, hey, I'm not saying it does happen, but just someone who's like, okay, look out for them. Is this a good school? Is it too much money? What is it, right? Because I don't know. The other thing is, like, I don't know what a good school is. Well, it's a good school.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I mean, once you get out of KU, K-State, MU, you know, Nebraska, anything like that, other than that, I'm like, I don't know. It could be a wonderful school.
Yeah, these small schools.
But like, oh, it's a cool art school and you know, Emporia. I'm like, I went to Emporia State. Look cool. Like, yeah. I was like, man, I could live here. Cool little college town. Like, all right. But I have no idea.
If someone says that's a crappy school, or they say, well, that's way too hard for your kid.
Like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's and then you're like, oh, that's $100,000. Your degree doesn't count. Like, right. I mean, I taught at a school that kids paid to go to. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. I would not say that I'm qualified to do that.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hey, call Dick Ray. I see their trucks in my neighborhood all the time now.
I know. Well,
Ever since that guy helped you out or whatever.
Yeah, they fixed my AC this summer. And then there's...
I don't really understand the teddy bear in a space suit, Dick Ray, but...
Oh, I thought it was a squirrel.
Well, maybe it is. It looked like a bear to me in a space suit.
Maybe it is a bear.
And there's like a bear in a space suit. It's a space suit. Dick Ray. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. I mean, I know what they do because...
Because
you told me.
Yeah.
But if not, I'd be like, that lady's sending her dog to space. Sweet.
I thought it was a squirrel going to space.
There's two of them in my neighborhood. Like, these people are all sending their dogs to space camp.
Well, they did they fixed my AC, which was amazing because that had been broken for like a year. And then they told me, one of the guys who works, a super nice guy, and he was texting me like, hey, you know, while we're not busy, you should get your other stuff looked at. Like, before it gets cold, you should make sure your boiler is good. And I was like, oh, the boiler was brand new in 2009.
No problems
with that. It's good. And he would check in. He's like, hey, got some time. Just want to make sure.
He was right about the boiler.
And then last night I go to turn on my heat, and I was like, boy, it's not warming up in here. I have a heat pump, so thanks to them. I have a heat pump, so that's fine. But it's like everything was new in 2009.
Every year I start, like, last night it got cold. And it wasn't cold enough for me to turn on the heater.
Oh, our house got down to... It was down to 65, and I was like, okay, not working.
That's what I keep the AC at.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of normal. I keep it like 65, 67 at night.
Jeez.
So it's just kind of...
Well, at night I might be able to handle it, but this was like, you know...
Well, during the day in my house, I turn it off.
Yeah.
So even in the summer, I just open up the windows and turn on the attic fan.
Yeah, that's what
I'm trying
to do.
Nobody's there, that's fine. And then when we get home, I turn it down, and then by the time you go to bed, it's cold, which is perfect.
Yeah. It dropped last night pretty fast. Like, it was the first night where I was like, oh, crap, it's getting cold.
Well, I did turn it on. Like, I went downstairs. I was like, oh, man, it's cold, like, 3 in the morning. So I turned it on. And every time you turn it on the first time, you're like, let me hear that. Let me hear
that's
it.
That's what I was listening for.
Let me hear
the
it.
The click is...
And I just stood by the thermostat staring at it and also went, click. And I was like,
yeah, you're trying to hear that flame get
another
going?
Another year, boys.
Because you had problems with yours not that long ago, right? Wasn't there some issue with it?
Yeah, and our buddy Dan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
talked
right.
me through it on the phone.
And you were able to fix it.
It wasn't
with
working
his help.
At all. He's like, take this electrical thing off. Dude, I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And he's like,
that.
Pull that tube off. Now blow through it.
I'm yeah.
like,
and it worked.
I blow through it, and he's like, now plug it back in and start it. He's like, good. I just saved you like a couple $1,000. I was like, holy crap.
That's awesome, but it's also the kind of thing where you don't necessarily feel all that confident it's going to work when you go to turn it on the first time for the winter.
Right, yeah.
It's
but
like,
it
well, last year it was held together with bubblegum. So yeah, I got to call them and get it figured out. But anyway, what are we doing? Oh, we're getting ready to do the news.
Oh, yeah,
so
we'll do that.
We'll do the news coming up next.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Yo! We're doing the news.
All right.
Did you know that this year is an election year?
I did. I heard that.
The only reason I knew is because someone... Well, I don't know, what's it called on Facebook when they message you? Messenger, right? Facebook
yeah.
messaged me last night and I couldn't tell if he was happy about something we'd said politically or unhappy. I really wasn't sure. But he was talking about the election. I was like, oh, yeah, that is this year. I try to avoid that kind of stuff because it just seems like there's a lot of negativity. You know, people, they pick their side and then they get really just dug in and then they just start hating one another. So it stresses me out. And it right. feels like the last couple elections were really stressful. So I just tried to ignore it this time around. And now it's like here. And they said,
I must be watching some sort of show. I must watch because I don't really see, I see some presidential ads. But man, do I see a lot on sports betting. Like vote for sports betting in Missouri and it's on both sides.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like, you know, let me get an abortion if I want.
That, and I do see the senator.
Those two. I see those two, man. Sports betting all the time.
Okay.
Vote
yeah.
yes or no or whatever it is for sports mm-hmm. betting.
Yeah, I don't see
and I'm like,
the presidential
I'm like, I'm betting on this game if you would mm-hmm. get back to it.
I hadn't really thought about that, but when I watch sports, you do get the commercials for the election. But
I think they targeted their market. They're like, look, these guys want to gamble on sports,
mm-hmm.
and they want to use those winnings to be able to pay for abortions.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, right. Hey, right. you hit me right in the heart.
Right in the feels.
Right to my... I'm like, oh, boy, I can't wait to register to vote. You're right. I'd like to gamble and pay for abortions. That's what I'd like to do.
Well, it's crazy how close it is. We're talking weeks, and I saw on the news this morning, they were showing lines of people in Georgia who are already voting, they're early voting, and they said that this time, I don't know if they said this would be the first time, they did say that it was a much bigger percentage than last time, but this year there's more people in Georgia who will vote
early
than will actually vote on Election Day. I know they had those long lines, but that's still
voters are voting. It's here. It's happening. Even with Election Day itself, just about 3 weeks away. You look at those numbers, 328,000 people in Georgia. Keep in mind some of the specifics around this state. Remember, 4 years ago, there were those long lines, those long waits. So you have to think that some of those folks are coming out to cast their ballots early so they don't have to deal with that down the road. More than half of voters say they plan to vote early or have already voted early. About 52% compared to some 44% who say they're going to vote on Election Day.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
More people voting early than on Election Day? I'm kind of scared to vote now. I just feel like, I know they're probably like not supposed to be able to serve you there or any of that stuff, but I always feel like they're waiting for me.
Who?
You know?
Oh, the cops? Not
the government, somebody.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that they're going to be like, oh, we've been looking for you.
I don't think so.
And they take the Polaroid picture, like Seth Rogen of Pineapple Express.
The only people that are waiting for me at my polling station are a bunch of old people and old two people. Dudes who used to work at KMBZ.
Are they
like,
always
oh, yeah, that one guy's like an election guy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot the guy that we used to work with a long time ago.
Matt. Yeah. He's always there. Like, all right.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he is super nice. But I'm like, oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah. I haven't seen him since we worked with him.
I think he has a kid my youngest age or something.
Sounds about right.
Or maybe, like, younger than him. I don't know. Last time I saw him, 4 years ago.
Last time I saw him.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I saw your kid win an award at school. And I was like, oh.
It would have been 18 years ago, something like that, since I last saw him. And it's crazy because I felt like at the time that we'd worked with those people forever. You know, when you work somewhere at that age, because I started here when I was like, well, started with Laszlo, and the two of us working together, and we'd moved and all that. But I was 20 when I met you, 19 or 20, something like that. So when we worked together 5 years, I remember saying something. I think we were in Seattle and saying, like, we've worked together for 5 years. And you're like, what? Yeah. And that seemed like a long time. And I was like, yeah, we've worked together forever.
That's crazy, because when you met me, I was probably like in my late 20s, early 30s.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Man, yeah, late 20s.
And I remember the shirt you were wearing. You had your polo shirt on, and you said, do you smoke? And I said, I'm trying to quit. And you said, good, let's go smoke. And so that's how we met. And here we are, how many years, Snow Cone? Was it 22 years?
21.
This is 22.
22 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's crazy. So anyway, are you guys going to early vote, or are you just going to wait so you can see your guy on voting?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet? You haven't decided you're going to vote for?
I'm undecided.
Yeah, you're an undecided voter. Okay.
Yeah. I want to vote for gambling and abortions.
But you vote early. And you vote often.
But you live in Kansas, so you don't have to worry about the gambling thing, right?
No. Yeah, but so. I want to go over there and vote. I want to gamble over there.
Oh, that, and you want me to be able to gamble.
I want everyone to be able to gamble and get an abortion.
Yeah. So you need to come
These
over.
Are high on my priority list.
Well, you want to vote for me? I can give you my, you know what, I don't
well,
think you
I'm sure you're going to vote for
what?
Gambling and abortions. I know, like, I don't know who you're going to vote for, but I know if those two things are on the ballot, you're going to vote for gambling and abortion.
Yeah, I'd vote for those.
Yeah, I'm pro-abortion.
I mean, I gamble. I just checked my gambling app earlier, so I'd be hypocritical to say no. Although there is part of me that thinks maybe it's good that when I get back to my house just on the other side of the Missouri state line, that I can't make more bets, because I have to do all my betting while I'm at work. It is actually kind of good for me, because then I get home and I'll think about stuff and I go, well, I'm not going to drive all the way. Because it's not just getting to state line. I've tried that. You have to get like a mile into state line. It's
I like
thing.
That. JXM on our Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo says, can you gamble on abortions?
I don't know.
I like
gamble
the idea,
just about
though.
Anything.
I'd like to set up a Keno board.
Are you gambling?
And every girl who walks in, there's a picture of him, and you're like, is she going to get it or not? Will they talk her out of it or not? And then you have to bet. You got 50-50 odds.
Well, never mind. Well, I'll ask
what?
You. No. I'm just kidding. Why would they be talking her out of it? Is
no,
it
they
like
always
one of those
talk
places?
Her out of it. I don't know. Yeah, no. But do it across the country.
I don't know. I didn't
They're
know
always
that.
Like, here's your other options. I don't know. You can give them up for adoption. I'm like, that doesn't work.
Oh. What do you mean that doesn't work?
No. Your dad was giving up for adoption. My dad was giving up for adoption.
Yeah.
You got, you know.
Got
23
what?
And me, people chasing you down. I'm like, eh.
What's going on with 23 and me? I heard they've got all kinds of money issues, and that there's people are very concerned about their DNA profile.
I don't know. The
Didn't
insurance companies or something. Like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of knew. I thought in the beginning, I don't even know if it was 23 and me, but all the conspiracies were like, hey, all these companies, all the DNA is run in like Chinese labs. I don't know if that was a conspiracy. I thought it was true. And I was like, if you're signing up, just know that's where they do this, and they probably have the information. I think DNA being a fairly new technology, the people of a certain age are like, oh, well, I don't need them knowing how to be able to recreate me, as if they want to try or target me with some sort
I'm
of
sure they would.
Disease that will just kill
you.
Me.
A younger version of you.
It's just like saying
a younger, hotter version.
There's.
I'd like to trade you in.
Stop saying that. You said that the other day. It hurts my feelings. Yeah, I can still walk JT.
I just want a younger, hotter version.
Moving on.
Funnier. You know, like one that hasn't had his soul sucked out of him.
Moving on. Tom Brady. I heard
Not
you mention
though,
this.
Snow Cone.
Not me?
Nope, you're perfect just the way you are.
Thanks.
I like you, old bastard.
Thank you.
I heard you mention yesterday the news broke when we were on the air that Tom Brady was approved to buy minority stake in the Raiders. So, you know, in case you needed more reasons to not like Tom Brady, now he's going to be a part owner of the Raiders.
I'm surprised. But, I know he's friends with them, but I was just shocked it was the Raiders.
Yeah, like, why them? Vegas? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's just where the only opportunity presented itself. But
that guy must have been cool with him. I just, you know, I knew that he was friends with him, but...
Well, and you said yesterday, what about his broadcasting, though? How does that work? Well, they've explained it.
Tom Brady got unanimous approval by NFL owners yesterday to buy a minority stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. The former Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback will have a 5% stake in that team, but the approval did come with some restrictions because of Brady's job as a TV analyst on Fox. He will not be allowed to attend broadcast production meetings and may not have access to team facilities, players, or coaches. The seven-time Super Bowl champ will, however, be allowed to broadcast those Raiders games.
What? That was the thing I was expecting them to say he couldn't do. You can't broadcast the Raiders games. And at least the network would say, we don't want you to do any Raiders games. But instead they said, no, you can broadcast the Raiders games. You can't go to these team, these broadcast meetings. Like, I don't understand that at all, but whatever. So he can do the games, but he works for Fox anyway, right? Isn't that where Brady's at? So he'd be doing mostly NFC games. I would think that
the NFC
network
plays AFC.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, how often would there be Raiders games that you'd have to broadcast? Would the network say, "Oh, you're allowed to, but we don't want you to do the Raiders games"? I would kind of think, but maybe not. Since the league said, "Hey, you can do the broadcast," then maybe the do you guys care? Do you think it matters if an announcer
no, I
has
hear
a,
him, like,
an ownership in a team?
I listen to sports podcasts and all the time. And it always drives me crazy. Like, guys like Joe Klatt will be like, all right, we're going to do our bets this week, and I'll tell you who's going to win this game and this game, but let me start with the Penn State-USC game. I'm not obviously not going to give you my, you know, any betting edges on that because I'm calling the game. I'm like...
Well, that's insane.
Why would I care?
Right.
Just tell me who you think's going to win.
Right. Like, but would you care if you were watching a Lions...
Like, do I think all of a sudden because you told me to bet on it on your podcast, and I think, what? Why, how are you affecting the game? Like,
I don't get that.
Oh, you're going to be biased or something? Like,
yeah, that's bizarre.
Sometimes people just take their jobs a little bit too seriously.
Well, maybe someone tells them that he has to do that.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
That's
well, then
assumption.
Whoever's telling them,
yes,
it, you know what I mean? You're, like, taking a little too seriously.
Right, and but then you can be an owner of a team or a part owner of a team and still call the games. I could see if
now,
you
I could see the
were watching
Brady
your
thing,
team play the Raiders.
Well, see, the
like,
Brady thing is that they go in the week before.
Yeah.
They get access to coaches. See, I thought, I don't know how they're going to do this, because if he's got all the access to coaches.
And tape and all
and
that.
And tape and all that, so he knows what's going on. Well, why wouldn't he tell the Raiders that?
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Yeah, if you're a part owner.
Right, like, so, you know, I got a Cowboys game, and then I've got a Giants game, and then the Raiders are going to play the Giants, you know, I don't know, in the Super Bowl or even a regular, whatever. You know, okay, well, why wouldn't I tell them that?
Right, which is why they're saying you can't come to the meetings. But you can call the games on TV.
Right.
To me, it just seems odd they wouldn't just do both and say, you can't have access to that
right, footage
when they're going to be playing, and you can't call the games. Just stay out of that since you're now a part owner.
Right.
And why does it need to be a part owner anyway? I guess we've talked about this before. Very driven people.
Yep.
They can't just sit and enjoy their money. They have to keep working. They have to keep... investing, all these things. It's like, I don't know what Brady's worth, but what would you think? $300 million?
I don't know.
Something like that? I mean,
I know they were, him and Giselle were the richest couple.
Okay.
So they were richer than Jay-Z and Beyonce together.
And she was richer than him.
And she was richer than him, but together they were, at one point they were number one and Jay-Z and Beyonce were number two. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Well, I saw that documentary about the Tuck Rule. And
oh, that's a good one. House
his house
Tampa?
Was amazing in
Tampa.
Yeah,
he bought just
and I'm
for
like,
Tampa.
He's just living in there in Tampa. Yeah, this is like, you know, he probably didn't even have all of his boxes unpacked, nor will he need to, because he's not going to be there that long. That place was amazing. He had the pool table.
Oh,
it was
so
out
cool.
on that, I don't know if that's considered
on the ocean,
or what, but on the ocean.
He had the
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, Lanai. He had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pool balls and everything. That's a good life. At that point, I would think, you go, okay, I'm done. I've been beat up. I've worked hard my whole life. And now I'm, what is he, 45, something like that? I'm in my mid-40s. I'm going to enjoy my money.
They say that he's over $400 million. They say $512 million now, and that's before the Raiders.
Wow. Yeah, I guess it's never enough. And also, just those driven people like challenges. I don't understand it. All right, we'll take a break, come back and finish the rest of the news here in just a second.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
I really see it like I got.
But you go on Facebook and I
don't see it a ton.
Right.
Not as much as I did.
Yeah.
I see like, you know, one woman that I know from California, like, oh no.
What about your
You
guy?
Know, the bros are going to vote Trump in, and, you know, then a bunch of people are like, I'm going to move to, you know, whatever, Bangladesh.
Sure. That's
and then the other side is like, I don't want to pay for your college or your abortions. Or your, and I'm like, all right. But it's not as much as it used to be.
What about your like Trump float guy? What's his name? The Freedom...
I haven't even seen him coming up on my thing.
You haven't
sure
seen
he's
him.
Driving around with this little...
What Trump was the name of this thing?
The Trump Unity Bridge.
The Unity Bridge. That's
that
what
guy's
it was,
an idiot,
Trump
by
Unity
the
Bridge.
Way.
He's and your friend.
He's not... Well, okay, yes. He's a friend of the
yeah.
family. He was really tight with my dad. He is one of... So you met his brother at my
yeah.
wedding.
Yeah.
His little brother. I was super... They lived across the street from me. So if you see that Trump Unity Bridge... Yes,
it made I've been national news
family friends
ago.
With those guys
5 years ago
for
since childhood.
My entire life since
yeah.
I was three.
Yeah,
but the first fist fight I ever got into was with his brother.
Yeah, and then his brother was at your wedding.
Yeah, we've been friends ever since. Like I could text them both now. I could be like, right. "Yo, what's up with Robbie?"
Right,
that's his name. But
he's the barometer. If you're not seeing him this year, then maybe things.
I'm
are
not,
quieter.
And I know Rob is. Man, I don't know. Like if people want to know the truth, I don't want to do it because people could do it to me. But if you want to know the truth about the Trump Unity Bridge guy, if
just
if,
message live
if
long.
Kamala ever said, "I need to crush this guy," I'm your dude. I got the info.
I know people like that. I got some people like that. I'm sure people can.
By the way, he
can
crush me.
Me
too, but I'm yeah. not doing anything.
Right, right. We're gonna
I'm
finish.
Like, oh, I'm your guy.
We're going to finish the news here in a second. No more election stuff. I think we already covered that. There's, I told you about the Brady thing. Oh, the Germans being anti-Jewish. That's bad. The Germans really try to avoid that
yeah, they shouldn't
at all
that.
Costs. It's a very sensitive subject over there, and they just got in big trouble, and I'll tell you about it in a second.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Finishing the news.
Do it.
The Menendez brothers. Boy, people have yeah. been talking about them a lot. You got the documentary, you had the show Monster. There was another documentary. And then you've got celebrities who are saying, get him out of jail. Kardashian, she's one of them.
Sure.
The main one. The main one.
Kim?
Kim, yes. Kim Kardashian. And then, what was that woman's name from The View? It escapes me now. The one who was so controversial that hated Trump. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I think she's on the...
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen her in a long time. I think she's
on The View?
She was on The View, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Whoopi Goldberg, I mean...
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of Rosie O'Donnell. She's
okay.
She's been one of the people who's been publicly supporting the Menendez brothers getting, they're calling it like resentenced, basically getting them out of jail for the 1996, whatever it was, murder of their parents. And again, I keep saying I'm going to watch these documentaries in the show, but I haven't. I just feel like I missed it. I feel like it's a zeitgeist. And I know a ton of people watched it all at the same time. And I just feel like if I'm watching it now, then I'm that person who wants to come talk to somebody about it in the elevator. And I'm like, that was a month ago. But in the news today is that the DA was meeting. I don't know if they're I don't know what time it is in California. They could be meeting right now about what to do with the Menendez brothers and whether or not they're going to allow this new evidence and maybe get them out of jail.
This morning, as a new Netflix series and documentary brings renewed attention to the Menendez brothers case, their legal team is set to join forces today with nearly two dozen of Lyle and Eric's extended family members as they call on the state to take a fresh look at whether they should stay behind bars for the double homicide.
It's been 35 years. If these were the Menendez sisters, they would not be in custody.
The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says no decision has been made yet about whether it supports resentencing for the brothers.
Okay, so the lawyer, Garagos, you know him. He's
yeah, Mark
famous.
Garagos.
Yeah, Mark Garagos. And I thought that was a good point. He said if they were the Menendez sisters, they'd be out of prison. If you had sisters, I don't know, think about it. If you had sisters who said that they were molested by their parents and that one of their parents and that the other parent was, you know, basically complicit, helping to maybe even helping to cover it up. Again, I haven't watched the documentary on Netflix yet, so I don't know what all they accused the mom of. But then they end up killing their parents. Would those women now be out of prison? I watch a lot of true crime. Like all of it. I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
And most of it I've seen more than once. And when they go to sentence women, there's a noticeable difference.
Okay.
Woman kills someone 15 years. I'm not saying that that's the norm, but you see that a lot. And you go, wow, I can't believe. I just think juries are, if juries have a say on how long someone should be in prison, they tend to not want to put women in prison as long. I guess they just don't think they're a threat to the public. I don't know. So the Menendez sisters, would they be out of prison now? Garagos says they would. I trust Garagos. You like him, right?
I'd like to have a threesome with the Menendez sisters.
That does sound good.
Doesn't it?
That does sound good. Lufthansa, the German airline, they got fined by the United States because they mistreated a group of, according to the United States, mistreated a group of Jewish passengers trying to return to the United States. These were, I believe they were Hasidic Jews. They were going back to New York, I think, and there was some issue with wearing masks during COVID and all that stuff. Maybe some of them didn't wear masks, said they couldn't wear masks, whatever. But the United States says, look, what happened here is if you got mad at someone for not wearing a mask, or two people, okay. But what you did was you treated everyone in this group as basically one group, and they weren't one group. They weren't necessarily family, friends, whatever. Okay. They were on the same flight. So you just said, well, all the Hasidic Jews, you're all stuck here because you're not complying or whatever.
As a Hasidic Jew, there's a lot of places I wouldn't want to be stuck. Germany's one of them.
Germany is so sensitive about, like, my German friends, if I say anything to them, if you say the word Jewish, they're like, because they're just really, really, and they say, look, it's like the United States with race. Like,
right,
you know, if one of us came out, you know, to your school or whatever and said the N-word in the hallway, you'd be appalled. You'd be like, dude, what are you doing? Don't do that. He's like, it's the same thing in Germany with anything relating to Judaism, you know, for obvious reasons.
Sure.
But so I would think that Lufthansa probably also applies by those same rules, yet somehow they let this one slip by. It's like a pretty big deal.
Lufthansa has been hit with a record $4 million fine by the Department of Transportation, the airline accused of discriminating against a group of Jewish passengers in 2022. The DOT says Lufthansa prohibited 128 people wearing traditional Orthodox Jewish clothing from boarding a connecting flight in Germany. That flight had originated in New York City. Some individuals allegedly violated the airline's mask policy. Officials say Lufthansa treated them all as if they were a single group, despite many of the passengers not knowing one another.
Man, Lazo, your people have it rough.
Rough.
For a long time. Long time. It just doesn't end. Even in the country that's probably the most sensitive to all of it and tries to be the most aware of all that, they still, they're like, oh, you Jewish fellas. You just stay here.
Stay here in Germany. I'd be like, not a chance.
Stay here in Germany.
Literally, right. I know you're trying.
That's
love Germany and you have friends. But
no,
literally,
I'm
as a Jewish guy, they're like, yo, hey.
It is what it is.
Everybody Jewish off the plane, stay in Germany. I'm like, no.
Right.
No. You're going to have to drag me off this plane.
Get me somewhere. Somewhere. At least let me go over to France or something,
yes.
Please. I didn't know that the United States, like the Department of Transportation, can fine another company in another country. I guess if you want to do business here, whatever, seems odd, but I don't know how any of that stuff works. Lazo, if you want a new car, they say right now is the best time to buy it.
Ever?
Ever. Well, it's always the best time, they say, between October and the end of December. Mm. And then this year, prices have come way, way down after we had that huge spike from the COVID era where, you know, used cars were worth about $1 million. So now the thing is, they always say this is the best time to buy a car, and I see this, you know, almost every year, except during COVID. But it's always to buy a new car. They're saying, hey, the 2024 cars, we got to move those off the lot, and it's time to get the 2025s so you can get a great deal. But who's buying a new car?
Yeah, right.
I've never bought a new car. Have you ever bought a new car? I've leased a new car.
Yeah, no, it's always got some miles.
Yeah, I've never bought a new car
right
in my
life. Right now is the time to buy between October and December. This is when car dealers are looking to move cars off the lot because, remember, the 2025 models are coming, and they're coming now. And there was huge supply this year, so these dealers need to get cars off the lot.
I was watching a segment this morning. They were talking about buying cars at this time of year, and the person said, look, if you can deal with the not having all the bells and whistles and deal with the older technology of a 2024...
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, yeah, if only, exactly. What are they, did everything change for 2025 and now I got to miss out, you know? It's got an 8-track player. I don't understand. If you can deal with the old technology of, you know, this current model year. So, Lazo, if you want to go get a new car, now's the time to do it. And, Lazo, as a parent who has to come up with ideas for what to feed your kids every single day.
You got
to make dinners.
It.
You got to stock the house with food for them to eat. I know you probably have at least some concern about what type of food you're buying.
Sure, of course.
Is this bad for them? Like, my generation grew up, I was born in 82, so really grew up in the 90s, and we grew up eating trans fats. So, like, it's fat-free, it's fine.
Right, sure.
And then they figured out it's so bad for you that they basically outlawed it. Like, oh, that turns out that was really, really bad.
Right.
Who knows what this generation's
of
could
course.
Be or would be. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's something. But moms are convinced that it's artificial dyes, artificial colors, like in cereal. They're outside this morning protesting the Kellogg's factory because they want all the artificial colors taken out of cereal in the United States. The weird thing is Kellogg's has already done this in every other country. So I don't know if it's every other country, but in other countries, even in Canada, they stopped using artificial dyes. But here, they're still allowed to use them. So, like, yeah, it's
about 1,000 people protested outside the Michigan headquarters of Kellogg, demanding the company remove artificial dyes from cereals in the U.S. Kellogg, the maker of Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, announced nearly a decade ago that it would remove artificial colors and ingredients. The company did that in other countries. For example, Fruit Loops in Canada are colored with concentrated carrot juice, watermelon juice, and blueberry juice. But in the U.S., Fruit Loops still contain artificial colors, including red dye number 40, yellow dye number 5, yellow dye number 6, and blue dye number 1.
Blue dye number 1.
I remember yellow dye number 2 was a big deal.
Is that what it was? I remember there was that specific color number that people said. I thought it was red for some reason, but my memory sucks. So.
Yeah,
I do remember people complaining about a specific color.
I think it was yellow dye number 2 when I was a kid. Like, that's
when you were
kill
a kid?
You.
Okay. And maybe it could have. Maybe
it's
it could have.
Okay, whatever.
Hey,
Stokoe, will you go to my car and grab some shots out of the front seat?
And grab those nicotine pouches.
Oh, you're going to have to open up the middle little area.
Console thing?
Yeah. Not the one in the back, the one in the front.
Grab some of those nicotine pouches for me, buddy boy.
Where the phone's plugged in. You'll see a can of Zins.
Thank you.
And some booze in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Finally, the FTC wants to pass laws making it easier for you to...
The FTC won't let me be me.
That's right. They want to make it easier for you to cancel your subscription. Remember the thing with Amazon?
Oh, that'd be great.
Like earlier this summer, they were going after Amazon because they said Amazon makes it hard to cancel subscriptions. I'm fine with this, but there is one little thing that I'm worried about.
The Federal Trade Commission says it receives 70 complaints a day from consumers who say it's too difficult to cancel or quit a subscription.
Yes.
How about 15% off? How about 30% off? How about instead of $80, it's $20? How about, no, I hit the cancel button.
Now, the FTC says it's issuing new rules requiring businesses to make canceling as easy as signing up. The FTC says too often Americans end up paying more money and wasting their time just trying to opt out.
They're saying that this could even affect like
gym memberships. I've been trying for months, trying to cancel this Meta thing that I subscribe to. You know, the Facebook. And so the company that... It's this baseball thing that I subscribe to.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to get rid of it. It's $34 a month. I want to get rid of it. So I finally got in touch with the company, and they're like, no, you bought it through Facebook, so you have to contact Facebook.
Okay,
I can't find anyone
to... contact Zuckerberg.
Right, like, there's no one, like, I have no idea how to do it. Like, I can't. It just shows up on my bill.
Can you dispute the charge so that the company says, hey,
my credit card. I'm like, oh, I want to dispute it. Then they're like, okay, fine, contact the company.
There's got to be a way you just say, I'm disputing that. Nope, I canceled it. I disputed it. And if they won't pay it, you'd think, that's what I do.
But it won't let me. But honest to God, it won't let me do that. Right. It says something like, you know, did you make this charge?
Right.
And then you're like, yeah. Then it's like, okay, well, contact the company.
Oh, I say no. I'm just
right,
like,
but
nope,
then they want to turn off my credit card.
Well, yeah, been there. Certainly not as easy as signing up.
Right, yeah.
My issue with this, my one worry is that You heard that guy on TikTok. He was bitching about when you try and cancel, they say, what if we give you 30% off? What if we give you 50% off? I like when they do that. I like when I sign up for something on Amazon, they say, hey, you can get Stars and AMC for $15 a month. And I say, I don't want it. I cancel. I say, what about $5?
So there's people on our Twitch, twitch.tv/searchLaszlo, say you just get a new credit card, just lock your credit card. I don't know if you know this, but this is a fact. So when you sign up for a subscription to something, even if you get a new credit card and you change the numbers, they have a different way of billing your credit card than just off those numbers. It's a different interaction, so they will still be able to bill your credit card even if you have new numbers.
I've never had
that
problem.
The reason I know this, Chase did it. I was like, look, I want to turn these off, and I want all new credit card numbers. And then within a month, I got a charge from, like, you know, Instacart or something, because I was like, well, I'm just going to have everything turn off.
Yeah.
And then I'll get back what I want. And I contacted them and I said, oh, they have a different way of doing it. It's not like you charge us because you signed up for a subscription, so they can still use the card.
That's weird. Yeah, I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
Mine always cancel, but the thing that sucks is that it also cancels the stuff I want. Hey, your Netflix card isn't working. Oh, yeah. Hey, PBS isn't working. So I have to sign back up for the things I do want. That's the thing. And I get these alerts, even like, you know, internet. You'll just get an alert like, hey, man, we're turning off your internet because you didn't pay for it. You're like, God damn it. But I've never had it sign something back up automatically, like where they were able to charge it again.
They did it.
That's next level effed. That, they shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, I got a good conspiracy theory for you guys, a new one.
All right, good.
And I like him. We've got a friend who's a real conspiracy theorist. I mean, he's
we can call him at any time.
He believes it. Yeah.
Ask him if he believes it. I'll text him while you're telling me.
Okay. He believes Earth is flat. He believes the moon is fake.
The moon.
Yeah, the moon is fake. Which I've heard most of these before. He said that mountains were tree stumps.
Yeah, mountains.
That giants used to walk on Earth, and they would rip these trees up out of the ground, and you know it's like a stump that needs to be grinded. I guess those are mountains, just old giant tree stumps. I love good conspiracies. One of my favorites is the one that says there's like 200 years to or 300 years in history that didn't exist. You guys know that one?
No.
There's like no archaeological evidence for it. It's like from 600 to, I don't know, 1,000, something like that. It's like 200 and some years that this guy says it didn't exist, it didn't happen. It was the time of Charlemagne. It's like that stuff was faked. There's no archaeological evidence. We skipped it. It's called something time, phantom time, fake time, something like that. Remember the snow in Georgia that people were trying to burn on social media a few years back? They said it was chemicals that the government had dropped and was pretending like it was snow because when they tried to melt it with lighters, they couldn't. Remember people trying to melt the snow with lighters?
But that would be surprising.
Yeah, well, scientists came out and said it had something to do with butane, and the butane was, locking the outside of the snow and the water.
Whatever.
They said, whatever,
that's
dude.
Not real.
It should melt when I light it, dude. Come
that's
on.
Snow.
This fire, this is snow. It should melt. The fire is too hot for this water to stay ice. I learned that stuff in elementary school. Prince Charles is a vampire is a pretty good one. I think one of my favorite ones was always that Avril Lavigne. She died and then she was replaced
by Paul McCartney?
She was replaced by a clone, and the clones had a different name. Melissa or something like that. There's been a couple of these. It was Avril Lavigne, right?
Yeah, it was.
And they said that she had this clone. Was the clone like ready for her?
And that Taylor Swift's the clone of Anton Levy's daughter, the Satanist guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His daughter looks really similar to her.
I didn't know that. You know, all this stuff about celebrities drinking baby's blood and all that, you can laugh about it. But we've laughed about a lot of things that suddenly we're like, hey, you know what? People are taking a look at this. I'm not saying celebrities should drink
Tuskegee Airmen.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Ask them if they want to take a COVID vaccine.
Right.
The answer is probably not.
No. And now the government's saying, like, well, maybe we won't put as much fluoride in water. I mean, look, I don't know. The food coloring in the cereals, they stopped putting it in another country.
So what is this?
This one is good because I went to Renaissance Festival
this year. I'm getting ready to text our buddy.
I went to Renaissance Festival this year, and this was the first time I've gone, and I actually had the turkey leg since I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Because when I've gone as an adult, they've been out of them, or line was long, or whatever.
Too long. This year I got one.
So we all got turkey legs, and it's fun, right? You got this big turkey leg in your hand, but it's not like eating Thanksgiving turkey.
No,
right? You noticed it's very pink, reddish colored.
Yeah, they're good though, man. They're really good.
You like it?
I loved it.
I mean, and it is. It's mainly. It's
and
just
Bob
fun.
Pop was like, didn't want to try because he doesn't try new food or whatever. But he was hungry, so he took a bite of it and just devoured the thing.
Yeah.
Like, loved it.
I mean, I like smoked meat. And turkey's always good. Turkey's, like, you know, the safest meat in the world. Okay, Laszlo. Easy on those little bottles over there. Well, now some people are saying turkey legs aren't actually turkey legs. Turkey legs are ham.
Hmm.
There's no such thing as these big smoked turkey legs. It's actually ham. This
turkey
lady's got
legs
proof.
Is ham. Turkey legs is ham. The world is a lie. Everything we ever knew was a lie, guys. I was watching a TikTok. This girl said they was at the fair. They got turkey legs. The turkey legs tasted like ham. So they went back to the dude and was like, hey, why does this turkey leg taste like ham? He was like, it is ham. We just call them turkey legs. What do you want us to say? Pig leg? Mind blown.
He told her. Hey, it is ham. What do you want us to say? That we're selling pig legs? We just say they're turkey legs. And people are like, yeah, because it doesn't taste like turkey, and the meat is very red, and it's...
meat is red.
And it tastes like ham. Why does this taste like ham? Kind of does, because it's smoked, you know? So, I mean, now people have come out and said, well, that's... The reason it's red and all that is because it's been cured, like a hot dog. You get the pink color from all the nitrates and everything. But I'm not buying that. I mean, nitrates, smitrates, I don't even know what those really are. You hear about it, but...
Turkey legs are ham?
Turkey legs is ham. I want shirts to say turkey legs is ham.
Those legs are small pig legs.
Well, I mean, they're pretty big.
Maybe, I mean, they're not big enough to hold up a pig.
Well, they're pretty big. I mean, you're getting whatever that... I mean, how big would you... Was yours about like this, the actual main portion of the meat?
Yeah.
And then if you count the whole thing, it's probably about this long?
That big?
Well, that's a little long.
They were pretty
that's
long.
That's long.
No, they were
not
huge.
That. Mine wasn't not that long. Long.
You guys.
You said like a foot and a half.
Mine that's, was probably
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it probably
like
was
eight
that.
Inches long.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 14 inches.
No.
Come on. They're huge. They're
mine
massive.
Wasn't. Mine's about 8 to 10.
Yeah, 8 to 10.
Mm.
Just like
that seems
my...
like a small pig leg.
Well, look, I mean, they could be using small pigs.
Then why wouldn't they just call them pig legs?
Because what do you want them to do? Call them pig legs?
Yeah.
What do you want us to do? People don't want pig legs. People don't want pig legs. They want turkey legs. But turkey legs is ham.
Why wouldn't they want pig legs?
Because that doesn't sound good at all. Hey, step right up. Get yourself a pig leg.
Yeah.
That's like eating, I'll get a pig's foot while I'm up there. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. People eat that stuff.
I think a couple people do.
But wait, hold on a second. Turkey legs is only sounds good to you because you've heard turkey legs forever.
Right.
But if you would have grown up and your parents would have taken you to Renaissance Festival or whatever it is and been like, hey, come on up, get a pig leg.
No way.
Yeah, you
no way.
Have been fine with it.
It's not, I get what you're saying, and that works in most other cases. But in this, I think a pig leg doesn't sound as appetizing as a turkey leg. You've had ham, you've had turkey, you've had chicken. You know what these meats taste like, and someone says, "We'll give you a turkey leg." It's a big hunk of turkey. Doesn't that sound good? And then you eat it, and guess
turkey
what?
Turkey legs is ham. Turkey legs is ham.
That's right. Turkey legs is ham. I'm going with this one. I think it's true. True or false? I'm marking this in the true category. I looked into it a little bit, you know.
And?
Well, people say it's not true, but that's how conspiracy theories work. You've got people arguing on both sides. People say it's not true, say what I told you. It's because the meat is cured. It's got a lot of nitrates in it.
True.
Turns red. Huh?
What about the people who say it's true?
They say it's ham. It's ham. Turkey legs is ham. And that it looks like ham, it tastes like ham, and if you eat it, it's ham. And if you ask the guy who's selling it to you, hey, why does it taste like ham? He says... It's ham. What do you want us to do? Call it a pig leg?
It doesn't eat like ham.
Well, it kind of does. Yeah.
Not really. It's kind of still one. Pulls off more like chicken than like eating a ham that you have to kind of eat it.
But
with.
Have you ever had a pig leg before?
Well, I'm sure.
Well,
ham hocks? What's a ham hock?
It's part of a pig.
Yeah, I'm sure they could. Why would they just call it ham hocks?
I think ham hocks is cow. That's what I think. I think ham hocks is cow.
Why would you think that?
Because I think we've been tricked. All of this stuff is fake. Look, the main thing here is that turkey legs is ham. That's what we're going with. Snow cone, you had one recently. If they came out and said,
do you believe it's turkey or ham?
I really don't know.
If they came out and said, it is actually pig, would you be shocked? They said it's too expensive to use turkey legs. It's cheaper
shocked
to get pigs.
Shocked might be a strong word, but I might be a little surprised.
You'd be a little surprised?
Yeah.
I think at this point I wouldn't anymore because this woman just told me. She spread the word, now I'm helping her.
I would be shocked.
You would be shocked?
I would be shocked. Just that I'm like, well, why? Whoever made the first turkey leg for a Renaissance festival.
Maybe they
like
were real turkey legs back then.
Whatever it was.
Then they get too expensive, right?
Turkey's not expensive.
I don't know. How would you know? When's the last time you bought a whole turkey? Ground turkey. Sure, you can buy ground anything. This is the whole leg.
No, you can buy turkey.
You got lines and lines of people, and now what are we going to do with all these turkey breasts? We got all these turkeys. You're just ripping legs off turkeys and selling all the legs, and now you got the breasts just sitting there?
I'm sure you just buy legs, and then they sell turkey breasts.
Logical. Think about how many people are buying those turkey legs. The line is like a mile long, and their Renaissance Festival runs for weeks and weeks. That's
people,
a lot of turkey
buy
legs.
A lot of turkey.
Yeah, but
I'm
you
sure
just,
they could turn the turkey breast into turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, but people do buy turkey breasts, but they're not buying enough to make up for all those legs. That's too many legs.
Well, what about the
when's the last time you bought a whole turkey breast at the grocery store?
Well, I buy it from the deli. I'm sure I share it with other people.
Right, but the pig legs nobody wants, so they're using them. They got four of them, right? So you got more legs to work with.
Well, that is true.
You got twice as many legs. And you got a meat that people don't desire.
Where does ham come
from? Cut the foot off, pickle it, put the bone there, and it looks like a turkey leg.
Where does ham come from?
It's pig.
But like where on the pig?
Oh, you can get different parts of it. I don't know.
Like the leg?
Oh, ham. Ham, I think, is its ass.
I think it's
a I have a diagram in my kitchen that someone gave me that's a picture of a cow and a pig, and it shows you what the different, where the roast is. I don't know that stuff.
A pork butt, is what they call
it? Yeah, pork butt. My brother knows that stuff.
Fat ass on that pig.
There's like certain guys and gals who just know that stuff. You don't have to be a butcher. It's just something they learn and retain. I don't know. I think the truck roast comes from down here. That's all I know. That's like down in there, you know, right in this area. I don't know what you call this area, but it's just below the chest.
Sure.
But the bottom line here, guys, it doesn't matter. We can learn about
ham is like the leg.
Yeah, well, if you had a turkey leg, it tastes like ham. It looks like
there's
ham,
a pork
and it
shoulder,
like
a pork loin, a pork belly, and then ham is like its hip area.
Okay, so there you go. That's why these taste like ham, because it's a leg.
Well, why wouldn't they just call it pig leg?
Lazo, how many times do we have to go over this? No one wants a pig leg if you say it. It's turkey legs that people want. You line up for a turkey leg. Why'd you get in line, Snowcone? What did you want?
Turkey leg.
A turkey leg.
Yeah, but if you would have known it as a pig leg.
What if they had another line that said, more pig legs over
like,
here?
We got to get in line for a pig leg.
No,
yeah, you'd be like, oh, pig legs. Everybody loves pig legs.
Like, you're saying, if I grew up getting pig legs.
Yeah, there'd be pig legs. Like, it's just
my son one.
Right.
That's ridiculous. They've been selling pig's feet since we were kids. You eat those?
No, people do.
Barely. Not really, though.
If I went to a place every year and people were like, you got to get the pig's feet, then probably.
Yeah. No way. They're
and
disgusting.
If you went to a place everywhere and they just call it a ham leg.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What if they just call it ham leg?
They call it turkey leg.
I know, but if they just call it ham leg, well, it doesn't make any sense to try to deceive the people.
They need more legs. And people love turkey. They think it's a safe meat. And if they're going to try
they
a new part
pig.
Of an animal.
People love pork.
Sometimes, people are a little pickier about pig. Pork. And some people don't eat it.
A lot of people do not eat it.
My fiance doesn't like ham at all. She doesn't like
I don't like ham either.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. So if you said, here's a ham hock, here's a ham leg, you'd be like, I'm not waiting in line
for
that.
Well, I might eat it, though.
Well, you might, but you think
it's turkey. I don't like turkey legs either, but I mean, you know.
Because you don't like ham. The reason you don't like turkey legs is because
turkey legs is ham.
That's why you don't like them.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Do you like ham?
Not really. We eat it at Christmas, and I don't bitch about it because my mom always gets a ham. I do like the honey-baked hams, I guess, but I don't buy a lot of ham. You know what? I shouldn't say I don't like it because I do. I like it at Christmas. You know? You don't like honey-baked ham?
No. So I don't mind, like, you know, a regular cured ham so much.
Yeah.
I don't like it when they put honey and pineapple on it and stuff. That's not my thing. I don't like sweet stuff, so I hate that. So, but if it's like a regular dried ham or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go get it from a ham store.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. I like it.
The place that has a big sign that says turkey legs. Yeah, I don't know. Snow cone, ham, yay or nay?
Love ham.
You love it. You're a ham guy.
Like, would you have like a ham dinner during the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I love ham.
So when there's leftover ham, you like to make ham sandwiches?
Yeah.
Like the cold? Okay.
There's leftover.
No, I do like that. I actually like the cold leftover ham sandwiches.
My oldest likes the Black Forest ham.
I like that, too.
From the deli, which is weird because I like it, too.
Yeah.
I don't really like ham.
I like processed meat.
My mom used to get boiled ham.
That is horrible. So did my mom.
Horrible for sandwiches.
It's horrible for everything.
I was just kind of like a turkey guy because she get the boiled ham and her, you know, I think my sister would eat it.
I don't get it. Why are we boiling meats? My mother, I love her. She boils chicken.
Yeah, I know.
But apparently that's a very popular thing for sandwiches,
but I don't enjoy it.
Well, so we learned.
So I didn't know I liked ham until my oldest was like, get that Black Forest ham. It looks good. And I got it. And I was like, hey, that's pretty good. What is a Black Forest ham? Where is it only available? Where's the Black Forest?
I don't know. But is there a processed meat that you don't like? Like at the deli counter? There's ones you like less, but you still like it. Like even
I don't love bologna unless I cook it.
Okay. I mean, I do
so
like
bologna. Fried bologna quite a bit.
You don't
but
like
just
a
reg-
bologna
I don't like
sandwich with
dogs.
Mustard? Oh, I've
but I love it cooked. Like, I love hot dogs. Germany. Don't get me wrong.
It actually is.
It's a variety of dry cured smoked ham produced in the Black Forest region of Germany.
Wow. See, there you go.
There you go. So it actually is.
It really is from a Black Forest.
Yep, from the Black Forest.
Well, I enjoy it. And
I love
a fried bologna sandwich. One of my favorite things
in the
world.
I like that too.
But just eating bologna by itself, nah. It's
bologna
just
with mustard.
Hot dogs.
Bologna
like
with mustard.
Hot dogs.
Love it. That's a good summertime lunch.
Right. My uncle loved it.
And now they make all those bolognas that are filled with olives, and you can get whatever you want. Yeah. Oscar Mayer is killing it with the bologna. They started pumping that stuff.
What's even better is if you can get a big thing from the store, you know, and if you have a deli slicer at home, and someone to kind of show you how to use it.
And then kind of hump your wife or your kids.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Isn't that what your parents did?
All joking aside, have you seen the new giant Lunchables? Because you love Lunchables.
I do love Lunchables.
Have you seen the giant ones?
No.
I meant to tell you, they've got big Lunchables now. They're giant ones. And one of the Paul brothers has a Lunchable now.
He does?
Oh, yes, have you seen that?
I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Where can you buy it?
I don't know. I was going to ask you, because you're the Paul guy. You always have Prime, or whatever that stuff is called. I figured you might know, and you've got teenagers, so
but
I thought maybe you tried
it. I saw the one brother, not Logan, the other one.
I don't know which is which.
He has, like, hair products and stuff now.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I saw that at Target the other day, maybe.
Logan's thing is called Lunchies, I think. Lunchies, is that right?
There's something else.
There's Lunchables. What is his called, then? It's something. It's got lunch in the name, does it not? Lunchly.
Lunchly.
L-U-N-C-H-L-Y.
Lunchly. And they look just like Lunchables.
It says Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast. Oh, you know, Mr. Beast is part of it. It's the both of them. That's right. It's Mr. Beast and
Paul.
That's
right. They teamed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, it's got KSI, too.
I thought Snowcone
would be
excited.
Logan Paul and Jimmy.
Snowcone loves Lunchables.
Well, I would, too. Oh, it's got
devours them.
I see what they did. They put a Prime drink in it.
Yeah, and people are saying that maybe the crackers are a little better. Lunchables had to step up their game now because you got Mr. Beast and one of the Pauls coming after you,
competition,
right?
Competition in a fair market.
That's exactly right. That's why America's the best country in the world.
That's right.
And that's why you're not going to find a better prepackaged processed lunch product in another country. It's not going to happen. And you can get the giant Lunchables now, Snow Cone. I want to see you try those. I want to see taste test reviews.
I'd love to.
And we got to get you
Where can I buy the Lunchly?
I was going to ask you. I thought you'd know. I was at Target yesterday, and they had all the Mr. Beast candy, but they didn't have Lunchlies that I saw. I didn't ask anyone for help. My hands were full. But
I like Lunchables quite a bit.
Yeah, and now they've got bigger ones. And I thought, it was my nephew who was showing me. He's like, have you had these? And he was talking about how good they are. He got them somewhere in the Ozarks. And I was like, man, my friend and coworker loves Lunchables. I got to tell him about this. Giant Lunchables. They're like Hungry Man Lunchables. And I thought, if anyone's tried it at Snow Cone, but you didn't even know about it, I'm excited to be the one to get to break that news to you. Let's get some of them in here. I like to try the Lunchly and the Lunchable.
They look big.
They look good, right? What do your kids, do they eat lunch at school or do they take lunch?
They eat lunch at school.
Yeah, I always did too. I mean, you got a cafeteria with hot food.
Their mother's supposed to pay the bill and hasn't done it.
They pay each time they go to eat or they
put it on a card or whatever. So
we could do it either way.
I just got that email 45 minutes ago, said you're behind.
Really?
Yeah, so I need Logan Paul to pay for all the kids' lunches.
I paid for my lunches in school because I think my parents would have been like, why are you spending so much on school lunch? And the lunches were cheap, you know, compared to like trying to eat outside the school. But I would easily spend 10 or 12 bucks a day on lunch because I would get two different appetizers. I would get two different desserts. I would get drinks. I loved the cafeteria at school.
Oh, no.
And I ate a lot of stuff. Cherry fried pie every day, along with the bag of Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
Yeah, lunch with
Bosco sticks, bro.
Dude, you would have loved my cafeteria. I just imagine Bosco snow cone. Sticks. You would have absolutely
all I ate
loved
every
it.
Every single day. Put on like 30 pounds
did,
in high school.
Did you like your school cafeteria? Did they have good food?
They had Bosco sticks.
That's all you
all
cared
I ate
about?
Every single day.
But they had choices, right?
Had
in
ice
there?
Cream
yeah,
sandwich.
They had it, but
yeah.
all I needed was Bosco sticks.
Yeah. You just eat a bologna sandwich?
I ate ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, I would eat those,
everybody
too.
Would just grab an ice cream sandwich and a Coke.
That was, like, in junior high, that was the ice cream sandwich.
It was much more like an adult's lunch when I went to school.
Well, we had,
but
like,
they
French
had,
fries
like,
and
salad
pasta.
Bar or whatever. They had all that yeah. stuff. But everybody really just kind of rolled in and, like, grabbed a granola bar or an ice cream sandwich and a pop. And then left. Or,
they had pasta. Whatever. I was doing pasta bar. But sometimes they'd have taco
I remember,
and pasta.
Like, I feel both. Like school is so tough, man. Like, hey, you can't get a haircut without kids just busting your balls. Like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, grow it until it goes to my, until I look like Jesus? Like, why, like... So I feel like even at lunch, like if you went to the pasta bar and got some, like people would be like, what are you doing?
Oh, they
like, it was just like be as inconspicuous as possible. I'm going to grab a yogurt, an ice cream sandwich, and a drink. And then I'll get the hell out of here before anybody can say anything.
Oh, no. I was boisterous and I was big. You were not cutting in front of me. There was a kid that cut in front of me. And really? I'll tell you that story off the air. But yeah, there was a kid who cut in front of me. But I grabbed
like
the
it?
Jellos. I grabbed everything
oh,
in there.
Yeah, I know.
And there was a girl who had a dog that was an assistant. You know, like she had a handicap. And the dog was not allowed to be petted. It was not allowed to be, have food. So I'd always put food on the ground, and the dog would start eating it, and she'd get really mad. But it was a pretty dog. I'm like, come on, give it some food. What are you doing? I'm not saying you have to feed this thing only pasta, but let it have some pasta. But then we would devour our lunches. Then you go back, and they had a dessert. It was a separate part of the cafeteria that was just for desserts. They baked fresh cookies constantly, and they were handing them out in bags. You got four
your
for a dollar.
Gave you, you got the free lunch. They gave you all that?
Your elementary school was not a free lunch. Yeah, my dad paid for lunch when I was in elementary school. Once I got a job, I paid for my own lunches. So they paid for me in elementary school.
But then after a while, they're like, you have to pay for your own lunch.
I mean, I don't remember that conversation. I just paid for my own lunches. Oh, I didn't ask him for money anymore. What?
Nothing.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who paid for my lunch. My friends were paying for their lunches.
Yeah, because my parents gave them the money.
Some of them, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. My friends had jobs. I think that we just paid for it. My parents would have given me money, I'm sure, if I needed it. If I said, listen, work is making it hard for me to get good grades, so I'm going to quit my job and focus on school. I think they would have said, okay, go ahead. And if I said, but I need money for school lunches, they probably would have given me money, but it would not have been enough for me. It would not have been enough. I would have been eating the bare minimum. And I got my sustenance at school. I would kill to go back there and have lunch. I wish they would invite me.
What was your
me.
Favorite thing there?
I mean, it's hard to pick one thing, but I
don't even, like, I literally don't remember what they had at my school for lunch.
We had everything.
I don't think I ever ate anything.
They had great
which
French
school,
fries.
So was it North?
Lee Summit North, yeah. Great French fries, the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies, the actual entrees. It was all delicious. 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 It was great. I mean, I absolutely respected those women. They got mad at me.
And I'm going to ask my kids what their favorite thing to have is at lunch. They might be like, we're on the free lunch. We don't get it.
Right. You're going to find out that they haven't been eating
that I've been making fun of free lunch forever.
Exactly.
And they're on it.
Your kids are the one using
it. I'm like, what?
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
We're still in the Mexican pizza thing?
No. I'm back to my other buddy.
Oh, the conspiracy theorists?
Are we the people who were left behind, like, after the rapture? And he said, sure seems that way.
Okay.
How else do you explain what we're living in? I also think that the Dark Ages never happened. Have you gone...
That's the thing I'm talking about, I think.
The Dark Ages, yeah.
Have you gone through the Tartaria rabbit hole?
That's the thing. I think that... Ask him if that's called, like, Phantom Time or something like that. I think that's what it's called. What did I say it was called, Snow Cone? Phantom Time Theory or something. See if that's what he's talking about. Man, mm-hmm. Sitting with this guy and having dinner with him is so fascinating to hear. And this is he's a successful guy.
Oh, yeah.
Very successful guy. You know, works with a lot of big celebrities.
You would know a lot of the people
his
that he
history,
worked with.
His history is crazy.
You've heard the names of the people he worked
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. Big bands that he's worked with. And you go back to when he was young and, like, bands that he was
playing
huge, with and working with. I mean, huge bands. Some of the greatest bands of the generation.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
He was Alice in Pearl Jam.
Yeah. So, the Chiefs are the Patriots. I think most of us already know that. We're the villains now.
I said, I think I'm too good of a guy to be left behind. He said, maybe we're just newer souls.
Yeah, I don't know about the left behind thing. I don't want to dwell on that too much. It might keep me up
that
at night.
That could be true, though.
It could be.
The way he said that.
Yeah, it could be. I'll look into it. I don't know. We don't need some subreddits.
After the Tartaria rabbit hole... I said, man, I was just curious about turkey legs. And then he just responded, I'll look into it.
Good. I want him to look into it. I want him to text us.
Oh, he did also do exclamation points on the Phantom Time. So that's what he's talking about.
Okay. That's the one. I like that one. I like that one. So the Chiefs are the Patriots. We already know that. They're very good. They got the greatest quarterback in the NFL right now.
The Jets?
The Chiefs.
The Lions.
The Chiefs. You know, they've embraced it. I know a lot of companies are making T-shirts embracing the fact that the Chiefs are the villains now. And I was actually listening to Eric Hosmer's podcast, whenever that was. I think you listened to it, too, when he was talking about, you know, it was crazy. He said when I played for the Royals and the Royals were getting to those World Series, they became America's team. Everyone's like, they can do it. They can win a World Series. This would be amazing. It's America's team. He goes, now America's going, not again.
Right.
They can't win again. Stop them. He goes, that's crazy how much that's changed. So one of the biggest things, you've got the biggest quarterback, then of course you got Kelce and Taylor Swift, which has just made what was already big, massive, to the point of I don't think there's ever been this level of celebrity in NFL that was going on at any time. Has there been? It's got to be as far as crossover popularity and getting
Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly.
That's the only I can think of. I wasn't alive to see it, but I can picture it in my head.
You're right.
That's
I think that might
close,
be what it is.
Like Joe D and Marilyn Monroe.
You're right. Yep, I hadn't thought about that, but I didn't live through it either.
It's that big.
That seems like the only other thing that could maybe compare. So you've got these two dating, and then you get Hallmark saying, we're making a movie. And the movie is going to be about, it's inspired by the Chiefs. And I played the trailer for you. What's that Hallmark movie called, Snow Cone? Look it up. I've got a clip from
Saturday, November 3rd. Now,
I'd say.
For the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Leave it.
Holiday touchdown. Chiefs love story.
Think that's it.
On the field.
How about those?
Chiefs.
Yeah, holiday touchdown.
The way he says that.
Chiefs. I know. You can tell they've never said it before.
Idiot.
But so that's called Holiday Touchdown?
Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
So you already had that. And on top of that, you had Kelce in this FX series. Kelce's hosting a game show on Prime?
9 out of 10 commercials. One of them is
It's Mahomes and Kelce. So now Lifetime, the other network like Hallmark. Isn't Lifetime the network for women, or did they change that? But it is, right? That's what it is. Now, they've announced, Laszlo, they're doing a movie as well. I think they just announced it yesterday, didn't they, Snow Cone?
Mm-hmm.
They announced yesterday that they're doing a movie as well that will also be about the Chiefs and Taylor Swift, or at least inspired by the Chiefs and Taylor Swift.
This one is more about Kelce and
Taylor
Swift.
The two of them. And then
it's like characters based on them. It's a tight end and a global pop star is how they phrased it.
So you've got Chiefs Christmas specials on two different networks in the same year, focusing on essentially the same thing. And then Snow Cone sent me this story about this actor who he played Aaron Hernandez, right?
He's playing Gronk in the Aaron Hernandez story right now.
Oh, that's what it is. He's playing Gronk in the Aaron Hernandez story, which I haven't watched because I feel like I've seen a lot of Aaron Hernandez stuff.
He's got a lot of bad reviews.
We've already seen all this Aaron Hernandez stuff, right?
We've
got the documentaries. Is it? Okay. So this guy's playing Gronk in that.
He's playing Gronk, and he's like a fan favorite. It's got bad reviews, but everyone loves him playing Gronk.
Okay, and so now what? He's going to be in this Lifetime thing playing...
He's going to be playing, essentially, Kelce.
Kelce. So the guy who plays Gronk in the Hernandez thing is going to play Kelce in the new Lifetime thing.
I think he's not playing Kelce. He's playing a tight end
inspired by...
You know,
so they're not using the names?
Team.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I wonder if Hallmark is like,
because they said
like
a tight end like dating a global pop star. They didn't say Kelce.
What's this guy's name?
I'm looking at it right now. Actor Laith Walschlager. Does that sound like the right guy?
Sure.
Snuck on? Yeah.
Laith?
Laith is a good name.
Really good friends with Gronkowski.
Yeah, he's a stand-in for Gronk in commercials.
Yeah, he's his double for commercials and movies and stuff.
So this guy's already a double
and
for
Gronk
him.
Gronk said they're like best friends, known each other for 15 years.
Laith Walschlager, he doesn't even come up.
That's what he looks like. If you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, I think L-A-I-T-H. L-A-I-T-H, and then Walschlager. Wall, and then S-C-H-L-E-G-E-R. He's set to play the role of another famous NFL tight end. I mean, this makes it sound like it says they're focusing on the relationship of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and global pop sensation Taylor Swift.
He's a former professional football player.
What? You didn't tell me that, Snow Cone.
I didn't know. I just
read to the bottom of the article.
He's Gronk's friend.
And he played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. Well, he's playing two different... he's playing the two greatest tight ends. Two of the greatest tight ends. Maybe not two greatest, but the two greatest tight ends. Well, Tony G, I think, is better than Gronk, right?
Gronk and...
If you look at numbers, Tony G's better than Gronk, isn't he?
I don't think so.
I thought Kelce just caught up with Tony G.
Well, I don't think so.
What? I think Thaiser didn't Gronk Kelce Kelce just catch up with Tony
on some
G
records.
Like this,
yeah, Tony G's got a lot of records.
He had a lot of records.
Yeah, Tony or Gronk and Kelce are regarded the two best.
Okay, but so Tony G's not better than Gronk?
No.
What? You guys are out of your mind. Tony G is better than Gronk.
No one's ever said that.
I'm saying it.
Well, I said it at one point.
Right here.
No.
Sorry, I don't watch Dave Portnoy's pizza taste test, so my opinion doesn't count.
No, that's true.
Tony G is better than Gronk.
What?
He was a better tight end.
That's kind of ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
It's not. Just look at the records. Look at the record book. Okay.
Count the rings.
Look at the records. Yeah, count the rings.
Yeah. Oh, so we're just doing Super Bowl wins?
Well, no, they're just
He played for the worst Chiefs team in my lifetime.
They went to Atlanta.
Yeah, for a couple years.
And didn't get anything.
They got close.
Didn't win crap.
It's a team sport. It's a team sport. He's not the quarterback.
Gronk.
It's a team sport.
I'm just saying, you know who beat him? Gronk.
Okay. You think if Tony G played for Tom Brady, he wouldn't have been just as effective or more so?
I have no idea because it didn't happen.
Get out of here. You guys are racist. A couple of racists. Just rooting for the white tight ends. That's what you guys are doing.
Isn't Tony G's white, isn't he?
I don't know. He might be. But, I mean, he's Hispanic, isn't he?
Yeah, he for sure is.
He's for sure Hispanic. And you're calling Fiestadas Mexican pizza over there. I get your MO. I know what you're all about. I watched the Tony G documentary. He's better than Gronk. End of story. The Chiefs are the Patriots now.
Tony
Embrace
G is not better than Gronk.
Laszlo.
I'm not positive Travis Kelce's better than Gronk. Gronk might be the best tight end ever.
Yeah,
the debate is between
those
Kelce.
Two is, that's the debate of who's the best ever.
Not
Gronk never played
for
the Chiefs.
And then who's three?
Gronk never played for the Chiefs. I'm just not going with Gronk. I'm going with Tony G. If you had Tony G playing for Tom Brady, he would have been just as good or better.
I actually think
Kelce's the greatest.
I think Antonio Gates is better than Tony G.
Oh my God. Okay, Snowcone. Now we're off on some. Now talk about a rabbit hole. This is a rabbit hole.
Actually, I'm not even gonna put Tony G in the top five.
Oh my God. You guys are out of your minds. Out of your minds.
I didn't say it.
You're smiling over there. You're agreeing with them. It's insanity.
No, it's always between Gronk and Kelce.
And I'm saying...
And then Tony Gates, Kellen Winslow, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Tony
Shannon
G.
Sharp better than Tony G.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I like the guy. Seems like a nice guy. But that doesn't cut it when we're looking at numbers. Tony G was better than those guys. That's it. Kelce's the greatest. I'm
Tony
not saying
G
he's not.
Does have 6,000 more yards than Gronk.
Exactly. 6,000. That's quite a few
longer.
More. Oh, good for him. That usually counts towards something. You play longer, you have a longer career, you're more effective. Yeah, he's better. Thank you. Told you guys. Watch the Gronk documentary again or something. Look at his numbers compared to Tony G's. Watch the Tony G documentary. You guys need to ask somebody. I'm telling you. Next time this comes up, it's Kelce, then Tony G. That's it.
Let's see, Gronk holds the record for postseason receiving yards.
Yeah, he played with
receiving,
Brady.
Postseason receiving touchdowns, most receptions, Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony G can't help that. He was one man playing for some of the worst quarterbacks. He finally got to play with Matty Ice at the end of his career.
Gonzalez ranks
second. They won a ton of games.
And career receptions.
They had to play against Brady. What do you do? That's not his fault. If he played with Brady, he would have been better than Gronk.
That.
Well, of course, we can't know that, but we do know that he has 6,000 more yards than Gronk.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
I'm texting our guy.
Okay. I got something you guys might enjoy. Did either one of you watch that Kevin Costner?
I think he likes it because I'm stupid. He said,
this is the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I was just curious about the turkey legs. He said, and then I said, is this phantom time? It didn't exist or whatever? And he said, or they just added 1,000 years to the timeline. The Jesuits wrote all of our history in every school book of the world. They are the controllers of this realm, as far as I can tell. Alexandria Library never burned down, just became the Vatican Library. And I just said, I don't really know anything about that. Who do you think is going to win, Georgia or Texas?
Is he a sports fan?
Yeah, all we really talk is college football. Okay. I only brought that up to him.
Oh, that's who you talk college football to?
I talk college football with him all the time and music, and that's it. And then every time you're like, hey, ask our buddy, so I'll bring it up. And then he's talking about the Alexandria Library. I'm like, all right, whatever, man.
Ask him who he thinks is a better tight end. Have you guys watched that Kevin Costner Western on HBO? What is that called? Remember he was going to make like three movies and it was going to cost $1 trillion and he made the first one and it didn't make any money and it's like 3 hours long and it's only the beginning of the story, I guess. Some people liked it.
Would
Our
like
buddy
it?
Liked it.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I thought you said you did watch it.
He's being a smart ass.
Telling jokes.
I haven't seen it either. But Kevin Costner may not get to make those sequels now because it costs so much money. But he's a rich guy.
What's the movie
Yellowstone and all that? I don't remember. Horizon. What's that movie called, Twitch? Someone will know. Anyhow, Kevin Costner's not just an actor who's in big movies that don't make a lot of money. He's also, which you like Kevin Costner, he's been in some of your favorite sports movies.
It's the best.
Yeah. And you like Yellowstone.
I love Yellowstone.
Is he still doing it? Whatever happened with him being out
there's
and then back
to be a new
in?
Season
and
ready to go, but love Yellowstone, and yeah.
It still cracks me up that anytime you go on Peacock to search for something, doesn't matter what letters you put in, the results always start with Yellowstone. You can search for, you know, Friday the 13th, and it's like, did you mean Yellowstone? Because we have Yellowstone.
So you're like,
I'm serious. Go on their search and type in anything. Yellowstone comes up first.
Game.
For Love of the Game, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, which you stayed at the house. Yeah, so you're a Costner fan in Yellowstone. You like that?
Of course.
The Bodyguard is amazing.
Right.
Probably one of the first movies I cried at with my mom.
The one where he's a radio DJ in Detroit. Love it.
What's that?
Don't know.
Okay.
But
well,
it happened.
You know he's a singer, too.
Well, I believe he's a country
singer.
Star,
yeah, he's a singer. He's raising money right now. He's got a band. You've never heard his band?
No.
Oh, well, give me a second. I'll pull it up and play
JFK.
It for you. I'll play it for you, Snow Cone. Let me pull it up. Give me a second.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo.
The only actor that matters.
Looking at all these good movies, man.
What, are you looking at Kevin Costner's resume?
Yeah, I mean, you don't even know where to start.
Hey, did you ever see that house that he had in Colorado that went up for sale a few years ago? I mean, it looked actually like the house from The Bodyguard. I know you guys probably been a couple months since you've seen The Bodyguard, but you remember that house. He had a house like that in Colorado. The guy
was
extremely rich. It's weird to me that he was spending all his money and worried about money.
I'm looking at all these movies.
Didn't want to do Yellowstone.
Massive.
Why wouldn't he keep doing Yellowstone? Why would he threaten to stop? If he's spending $100 million on Horizon,
he went along with the creator, and he wanted
right. But you need the money.
I know, but he wanted to work like 2 days a week.
But they're saying he's been spending a lot. I mean, he had sold his house, and then he paid for this movie. Now he didn't know if he can afford to make the next one. Well, just do Yellowstone seasons. You pay for whatever you want.
The Untouchables, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, Revenge, Dances with Wolves, Robin Hood, JFK,
his Bodyguard, are pretty bad.
Wyatt Earp, The War, Waterworld, Tin Cup, The Postman, Message in a Bottle, For the Love of the Game. I mean, I'm just reading them in order. 3,000 Miles to Graceland, Open Range, The Upside of Anger, The Guardian, Mr. Brooks, Swing Vote, The Company Man, Man of Steel. He's in all the Superman movies. I mean, this guy.
The Postman might be the worst movie of all time.
He quickly went over Waterworld there.
Yeah, and Waterworld, too. The Postman is worse, though. Way worse.
Molly's Game, The Highwayman, man, this guy.
You laugh out loud at him, you're not supposed to.
This guy.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good movies.
He's a celeb through and through. And when he does a TV show on a network nobody's ever heard of, it blows up. Right? What was it on? Paramount? They launched all these spinoff shows and everything. That guy had already been writing stuff. It's not like he wasn't successful.
Yeah.
But Kevin Costner made that show so big. What do they call it? Sopranos of the Prairie or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. Anyhow, he's also a singer. There's nothing this guy can't do.
The Modern West.
That's his band, The Modern West.
My favorite person.
Florida got hit by that hurricane, which we now know has the force of 10,000 nuclear bombs, or that meteorologist said. Seems pretty crazy. But Kevin Costner's going to fix it. He's going to fix Florida. That's what he's worth. $400 million. Well, now he's fixing Florida because his band, Modern West, people have been saying, we want new music. Give us new music.
And it's just been from the Modern West, Kevin Costner and the Modern West.
It's been like Chinese democracy. Like, when's it coming? And when will we get it?
Do we know what it sounds like?
Will it ever happen? He's released it. You know why?
Why?
Because all the money goes to fix Florida. So this song will fix Florida. That's it.
Oh, nice.
They need a bunch of money for the free gas and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's never gotten over being broken. I've done everything I know to do. Your memory surrounds me. It's the only mountain I can move. 'Cause my heart won't. Oh, my heart won't. Oh, my heart just won't stop loving you.
Oh, that's a good line. Brings a tear to my eye. My heart just won't stop loving you.
I like it.
I bought 10 times, even though it's digital. I just wanted to help Florida. And
I like that song.
There you go. If you told me that was a hit ballad on the country stations, and some guy that sounds familiar, give me a country name that would sound familiar that I don't know. Clay Jerkins. Not Clay Aiken. He's big.
Sally McFunkelnuts.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Clay Jerkins.
Sally McFunkelnuts.
Who's the guy with the straw hat? The guy you said is
Billy Ray Cyrus.
No. The guy with the straw hat that plays like Arrowhead.
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, that's Kenny Chesney. Then who the hell's Clay Aiken? Oh, Clay Aiken's the American Idol.
Yeah, he's not a country guy. He's a Christmas guy.
Like Clay Jerkins.
Clay Aiken was a country guy for a minute, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
No, maybe not. Guy.
We're getting off track here.
Well, speaking of Clay Aiken, since you guys brought him up.
Nobody wants to hear about it.
Speaking of Clay Aiken.
Have I ever told the story about the time I know I've told you this last week.
I don't want to hear about it.
When I had to go to Thanksgiving dinner with my girlfriend. We're almost done. I went to Thanksgiving dinner with my girlfriend. I was like 21 years old.
Which girlfriend?
My high school girlfriend.
Angela?
Yeah, we went to her aunt's house.
Okay? What was her aunt's name?
I don't remember. I didn't really know her. I don't know that I even met her before, but we were doing Thanksgiving over at her aunt's house. I think it was her aunt. And it was all family over there, and the food, all food's ready. Okay, let's say grace. Okay.
They asked you to do it?
No. It's way weirder than that. Like, I've grown up saying grace. That's not weird to me, whatever. If you want to recite the Catholic prayers, I'll do it with you. But this was different. We get in a circle, and we hold hands. Okay.
You say what you're thankful for?
Well, I thought maybe that could happen. That'd be bad, right? But I really thought the aunt's probably just going to lead a prayer and say, thank you, God, for not leaving us behind and giving us real turkey legs that aren't made of ham. That whole sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But I swear to Christ, we all hold hands, and the aunt goes over to a little boombox that is sitting in the corner.
And plays.
Hits a button, comes back, completes the circle.
Clay Aiken.
We listen to a whole Clay Aiken song. It was an entire Clay Aiken song. Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
And then when it was over, that was it.
And nobody talked about it afterwards?
Well, I mean, my girlfriend, I was like, what the f*** was that? And she's like, it's Clay Aiken. I was like, how did you know that? She's like, I know she likes him. I was like, how was that grace? She's like, it was religious. It's like he's a Christian singer? I don't know. It was the strangest thing. That's
like
a weird
plane going down and everybody off and nobody talks about it afterwards.
Right.
Same thing. Like,
yes.
Aunt Tilda just played Clay Aiken for 3 minutes.
Said it was a prayer.
And you're like, hey, what was it? They're like, mm-mm.
Dude, it was a solid 3.5 minutes. 3.5 minutes holding his. And then I start getting the chuckles, right? You're going, like, what is going on? And then my girlfriend's getting mad at me and she's like, stomp it, stomp it. And
your aunt's someone who's weird.
Right. We got to listen to this whole song? It was insane. Anyway.
What was the song?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. In a million years, I don't even remember what it sounded like.
Word.
I don't remember. I really don't.
I'd love it.
He sang about Jesus in it. There was something about Jesus.
Clay Aiken song about Jesus.
I mean, I think it was just,
I don't think he has a lot of
Christian.
Them.
I think he had a Christian album. I don't know. I could be wrong. She made it seem like he was like a Christian singer. That's my Clay Aiken story. Now. Somebody give me a Kenny Chesney story before we get out of here. Is Kenny Chesney the guy that plays Arrowhead?
Mm-hmm. Mary Did You Know by Clay Aiken.
Dude, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Mary, that's it.
I'd like to hear it. Look it up.
Holy crap, is it.
Well, that's like an old standard Christian song, right?
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Mary,
I don't
know. Did You Know?
Oh, that's how it sounds? Mary,
I think
did you know?
So.
I don't know.
Sounds like Huey Lewis.
I've heard that song before.
That's what you sounded like. Mary, did you know
You're gonna come over? We're gonna have some fun.
Right, sounds like a mix between Huey Lewis and Night Ranger in there.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
Thanks for nailing it, jackass.
I'll bet you anything, it was Mary, Did You Know?
Well, I'd like to hear it.
Okay, well, hold on. I just pulled it up here. Mary, Did You Know? Snuck on. This might be a little loud. Yeah, this is what we listen to. It's 3.5 minutes. I told you it was a solid
this
3.5 minutes.
Really, listen
this
to?
Is it. We listen to the whole
Thanksgiving
song.
Thanksgiving doesn't have anything to do with Jesus.
Everything has something to do with Jesus when you're Christian. You're about to eat a big meal. That's
nothing to do with Jesus, though.
You're thankful. Anytime Christian people are thankful,
you're
praying.
You're thankful for, like, taking turkeys from Indians or something.
Well, that's not what it is.
It is. Well, it's not a Jesus holiday.
Everything is a Jesus holiday, especially if you're feasting.
Jesus had nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
I'm saying that religious people
this
pray.
This is about the song. The pilgrims and the Indians.
This is the song. I didn't know this was a Christian song.
Christian classic.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm Catholic, so we don't mess around with this stuff. The whole song. That's what we listen to. All the way to the end. 3.5 minutes of that. I
want us now to hold hands and listen to it.
Did you have a bummer?
Amazing. No, I was so.
Well, you're holding your girlfriend's
hand. All I was thinking
right?
was, dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from you. I wanted out of that situation so badly, and I'm trying not to laugh. I just met most of these people.
No, by Clay Aiken, by CeeLo, by Kenny Rogers, by the Braxtons, by Zara Larson.
CeeLo could sing that song
Underwood.
A lot better. I can hear CeeLo singing.
Yeah,
that.
It's like a standard.
So you liked it.
I mean, I thought it was.
How was the dinner?
Totally bizarre. I don't recall. All I remember about that day is the prayer.
Did you have turkey or ham?
We had turkey. Yeah. And they had some vegetarian thing there with the olives. I don't know what the hell that was. I don't know. Someone may have been a vegetarian. Wasn't me, buddy. Wasn't me. I'll eat it. I don't care if it's turkey or ham. Mary, did you know? I'm here to eat. I want you to do that. I want you to host a Christmas or a Thanksgiving and say we're going to say
it's me and two kids. My Thanksgiving sucks.
Well, tell them that you want to say grace. You feel like you need to say grace.
We drive all the way to Michigan, you know?
That's for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Sucks. Flying's so expensive.
I know. But I'm saying we drive to Michigan. But if not, then it's just like us two. Maybe I'll have, hey, you want to come over for Thanksgiving this year at my house?
If you say, we're going to say grace this year.
Yeah, I'll come over.
And we do Mary, did you know?
Your kid? Bring Bump Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you have him for Thanksgiving?
I'll have to check and see.
I won't be here. I forgot. I'll be in Florida. I got to rebuild. Rebuild. Better, stronger. We're going to be down there helping people out. I'm serious. Selling Kevin Costner singles. That's what I do at Thanksgiving. I go to Florida. I'm not what? What? I'm such a what?
Well, you're just saying that you're going to go help people out. Like, you can't do that.
Oh, get out of here. I can do stuff. I can do stuff. I'll build houses with my bare hands if I need to. I'll take my tools.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Good. Say Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see Simone Biles tonight.
That's tonight?
That's tonight.
Oh, really?
Boy, yep. Are you worried?
Well, about what?
Like just being a guy, the only, you know, you're just going to be a man going in there.
No.
I don't know, it's just like, you know, I don't know, middle age. You're in your 30s, so I don't know if that counts as middle age.
I'm taking Bob and his mom and my sister and
my
two nieces.
Oh,
yeah.
You're fine then.
I thought
I thought you were just going by yourself because you love Simone Biles.
What?
I thought that
no.
was a little weird. Oh, okay, sorry.
I got all them tickets.
You were so excited about the tickets and everything when this whole thing was announced, and I thought you were going.
I got it for Bob and my nieces.
Oh, okay. This whole time, I've just imagined you going there and sitting by yourself.
No.
Next to strangers.
I was wondering like, what's why you up? Think it'd be weird.
Well, that would be weird, right?
Yeah,
what I was thinking?
Myself, yeah. Yes. Why would I do that?
I'm just here. And you've never done gymnastics, right? It's not like you.
No.
If you used to do gymnastics, you'd be like, I did gymnastics, but you're just a dude who's like, I love Simone Biles.
Yeah, no.
I just wanted to see her in person one last time.
Yeah, no.
This well,
is
have
her
fun
last
tonight.
Tour, though, so I'm excited.
Good for her. She's still not my favorite.
Okay.
Not my not
Simone
my
Biles, good show. Stay positive, kids. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.